Hello? All right.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
All right. How many minutes?
10.
All right.
I'll give you the full 11.
All right. 5.
God, I'm going to have to
fill it. 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, my friends, welcome back. It is beautiful out here today. It is Egg Fest 2016. This is the Big Kahuna, the Biggest Maximus, Egg is Spectacular, whatever you want to call it. It is the biggest egg fest in the world, and that is saying a lot, Chef Eric, as there are many egg fests out there.
I mean, we just got back from another one that was fantastic up in Corbin, Kentucky. But, of course, then you come to the granddaddy of them all, and this is amazing. And I see that we've got a lot of the European chefs back here, which is fantastic, too. So.
Well, it shows the depth and the scope of the egg, and, of course, whether he likes it or not, he gets all the glory, he gets all the pain. He is the man that has really taken the Big Green Egg to another universe, and that's Artie Irani, president of Big Green Egg, and he's joined us every year. And Artie, 1 year away from the 20th anniversary, it boggles my mind.
Thank you, Kevin. Yeah, next year will be extraordinary, but here we are at the 19th, and it's interesting to stop and pause as you talk about how big this has become, that only 19 years ago, it was a group of about a dozen people in a parking lot, that all they had in common was a very early website. If anyone can remember MSDOS and those types of sites that people would talk about their eggs, and they decided to get together and meet each other because there was only about 20 of them. And so they showed up, and here we are in Stone Mountain Park, beautiful day, and 4,000, almost 5,000 people, literally from around the world. I was introducing our staff to a couple of people this morning from Israel. I'm looking over your shoulder. We got a couple of chefs setting up. They came in from Sweden. We got a young man here, I believe our first visitor ever, from the island of Cuba. We obviously have had a lot of Cubans at Egg Fest, or Cuban Americans, but he flew in from Havana last night. He's a professional photographer in Cuba. He's here taking pictures and soaking up the egg culture and having the time of his life. So we literally have people from all over the world that come. And as you know, what we try to do, you talk about the biggest and all of that, and it may be, but that's not really the yardstick for us. As you probably know, or people that have tried to buy tickets know, it's very capacity controlled, and that has nothing to do with the size of the venue. You know, here at Stone Mountain Park, we could put, if you look around, we could accommodate 10,000 people. But it's really all about the experience. And so what we want is, if you're walking around and someone is grilling moose kebabs, and you want to take, which you will see.
No doubt.
Really? And you want to take a few minutes to ask the recipe or the method or just how does one go about grilling moose kebabs, that they'll take the time and talk to you and offer you a sample and explain how they do it. And that's true of all of the people here cooking. You know, we've got a great mix of egg aficionados, backyard grillers, competition cooking teams, people that grill seriously, restaurant owners, hundreds of them. You know, we provide close to 250 eggs, and those slots to cook on those sell out in a matter of hours. I mean, literally. But for everyone else, we have demo areas. We have two demo stages. We have chefs from all over the world just making whatever, and it's an opportunity to learn a little bit, to expand your horizon of what can be done with an egg. And so when you say this is the best, what we hope you mean is that it's the most fun, the most enjoyable, the most interactive, most creative. But there are egg fests around the world. I think we're up to about 65 now. The group that does one in Europe every year in Holland, they now are drawing several thousand. I think they're up to 3,000 or 4,000 people. We just had our first Egg Fest in Lithuania. We had one in Romania. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's really, they call them flavor fairs. And in their vernacular, it's coming together to experience this world of flavor that the egg makes possible, you know, as being such a versatile way to cook. So it's really interesting how it's grown, and the fact that, yeah, it's big and we have thousands of people, that's one yardstick. But the real yardstick is, if you have an opportunity to come next year, is just how up close and personal you can get with everybody cooking and, to your heart's content. Find out about recipes and meet chefs. And, yeah, wouldn't you agree that that's a real part of the culture here?
It is, and the amazing thing is you've got professional chefs and amateur chefs, and they've all got amazing ideas.
Well, yeah, don't rule out the backyard griller, as we call them, who may only make one or two things really good, but those one or two things are world class. I mean, I've had, you name it, I've had salmon, plank salmon, or even things that you think that there's nothing left to be done with a brisket, that somebody has got some recipe that grandpa did and has been passed down, and they've perfected it on the egg, and they know just what to do. And you're like, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. And you say, so do you run a restaurant? No, I just do this like once a month for the family. I like to make a brisket. You're like, are you kidding me? Yeah, so you just never know when you walk around the corner who you're going to meet and what they're cooking. And, of course, everybody brings their A game here. I'm staring over here. I'm salivating. We're talking early in the morning, and I'm looking at someone mixing up a batch of maple bourbon glazed donuts that they're getting ready to smoke on an egg. Now, is that not the breakfast?
That's
the breakfast of champions,
yeah. Right there. It really is. And one of the things, of course, being Eric and I are notorious for being the pillar of physical fitness and health. And so we look at those kind of things on the egg.
The thing is, in this environment, you are.
It is, but here's one of the really cool things.
By the way, just in case there's any issue, there's an Egulence over there.
Yes,
we do have an Egulence on standby.
Which, explain what the Egulence is.
Well, the Egulence is a fantastic green ambulance with green lights flashing and everything, and their gurney comes out, and it's a couple of eggs, I guess, on the gurney.
Three mini maxes, I think. They roll it out.
This is an actual ambulance
that
they bought and had been taken out of service. And I got to tell you, it's not, when you look at it, it's not something that looks like an ambulance. It's an ambulance.
It is,
all the strobe, the emergency lights are high intensity green, and it's crazy. And they dress in scrubs.
And EMS.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Now, Artie, one of the things that really, I think, makes this a spectacular Egg Fest is, of course, you know, as you look at your sheets every week. I love swag. I love wearing Big Green Egg swag and buying the Big Green Egg accoutrements for your egg. Mm-hmm. This is the Mac Daddy for that. I mean, they have got the greatest swag. They have got the most cool shirts, hats. But I came to your office, several months ago, about the wonderful cooking implements that you all have. The stainless steel, smooth, no seams. And you were telling me, well, you can't talk about this, but we've got some, if you like the Lufter or whatever it's called for blowing up eggs, this is the thing. The new Egg-Niter.
Oh, my.
That's amazing.
I'll tell you what. This is the Egg-Niter was the first time in the history of our relationship where Sheriff Eric called me and said, this thing is amazing, because he had just gotten his, and I've been working with it for a while. I've been showing it to everybody, but these are the kind of things that are here that people can get. But that Egg-Niter, coupled with those new implements, the stainless steel that are so smooth, ergonomically perfect, no edges for, it's all right here.
It is, and we do use Egg Fest as an opportunity to roll out some of the things that will be showing up in our line in 2017. Egg-Niter has just hit the marketplace. We spent about a year, there's competing products out there, and we look at them, and there's a fine line between, you know, knocking off somebody else's whatever and asking ourselves, could this have been done a little bit better, or could it have been done more appropriate for the egg? So things like, for example, we've got our new line of Dutch ovens here. Okay, and we all know there's a little company up the road in Tennessee that makes cast iron Dutch ovens. But I will tell you something. You put ours next to theirs, and I'm taking nothing away from theirs, ours is optimized to use in an egg. And you say, well, how do you do that? Well, once you get past the cast and the thickness and all of that, which obviously we do just as well, if you think about when you're working in an egg and moving a hot cast iron, you're probably wearing an egg mitt, okay? Right. You're wearing heavy gloves. So our handle on top, the little loop on the top, is optimized in size to let you get your fingers under it while you're wearing a glove. The little tabs on the sides have been designed to enable you to do it while wearing a glove. Whereas the other manufacturers, they're making kitchenware. They're not making eggware. Right. And that's really the difference. So we've got some planchas in here, double-sided plancha griddles for use. Yeah, for using on the egg, same thing, all optimized. So no matter which side that you have facing down, there are still a couple of little handles popped up that let you get under there with a glove. So please take some time and go through and look at some of these products. But just like the igniter, you know, ours has a not just the heat, but then you can flip it and just blow air. And from a safety standpoint, ours is the only one that the default is off.
Yeah.
So if you just set it down, it doesn't keep blowing hot air. It just turns itself off.
And one thing I wanted to mention real quick is the one difference about that igniter is there's not sparks everywhere. I've seen some of the others that there's sparks going crazy about it. This was the easiest thing to light. I've done it with you know, big lump, and I've done it with, you know, some sort of leftover lump. And in both
it's
cases,
awesome.
It's been fantastic. So it's a great product.
Well, that is the exceptional way in which they do things here at the Big Green Egg. It's the 19th Big Green Egg Festival, Oktoberfest, Stone Mountain. And Artie Irani has just signaled to me that I'm the number one guy in his in the egdom.
The history of egdom.
You did it twice to make sure.
I got to give a plug for your show because we really do appreciate you. Not just coming out every year at Eggfest and supporting us, but supporting us at our culinary center, broadcasting from there. You guys do such a great job representing the entire industry. And we're happy to be along for a small part of the ride.
Well, I tell you what, we appreciate it. And listen, Artie, who do I talk to about that eggware? Sounds pretty good. Well, anyway, my friends, anyway, thanks so much, Artie Irani. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about the exceptional day here at Oktoberfest 2016.